1.58 kilohertz. This is Radio Caroline.
Radio Caroline News, brought to you by Newsweek magazine.
Good morning, it's 9 o'clock. In the UK, polling stations have opened across the country as the 43 million registered voters select a new government. By the time that the polls close at 10 tonight, 650 MPs will have been chosen from more than 2,000 candidates, although the bulk of the results will not be known until the early hours of the morning. The ruling Conservative Party are hoping to be re-elected for another term in government. The opposition Labour and Alliance groups want to prevent this. A number of smaller parties are also hoping to gain seats, including the Scottish and Welsh Nationalists and the Green Party. Caroline 558 will bring you extra news bulletins this evening and an hourly news service throughout the night to keep you informed as results are declared and trends become apparent. In Poland, the third day of the Pope's visit has been marred by clashes between police and demonstrators in the southern city of Krakow. Several people are reported to have been injured during the protest, which was in support of the banned trade union Solidarity. In Sri Lanka, a new attack by Tamil rebels has killed 25 people in a series of explosions in the north and east of the country. The Tamil rebel groups have been under heavy pressure from an army offensive in recent weeks and have been expected to launch further terrorist attacks in retaliation. Meanwhile, talks begin today in the capital, Colombo, where Indian leaders hope to persuade Sri Lankan officials that their transporting of food supplies to Tamil areas is helping civilians rather than the separatist rebels. The South African government has extended its state of emergency for another year, as the current emergency powers were due to expire tonight. Speaking at a meeting in Cape Town, Prime Minister Botha said he decided on an extension in the interests of public safety while acknowledging that it infringed human rights. Opposition MP Helen Suzman has said that the emergency rule could last indefinitely. And finally, the two-day strike by British customs officials, which should have ended yesterday, is continuing, with customs officers at Ramsgate and Dover saying that they're now on indefinite strike. At present, the action is only delaying freight traffic, but Civil Servants Union, SCPS, have warned it may spread to passenger services as well. For Caroline 558, this is Steve Conway.
That was Radio Caroline News, brought to you by Newsweek, the international news magazine.
Caught up in a web of lies, but it was just too late.
morning, 6 minutes past nine on a Thursday morning from Caroline 558. Rather a miserable morning, but we're here to cheer you up. Andy Robin with you from now until 1 o'clock with Europe's favourite music. Here's the Human League, Human.
I'm only human, of flesh and blood.
non-stop music on Europe's number one, Caroline 558. Here's the Hollies from 66 and the song Bus Stop.
It's not the track. It's your best bet.
On Wednesday, May the 27th, three lucky winners shared the jackpot first prize, each scooping $530,997. Five second prize winners each got $120,359, and 299 people all took a $1,539 share of the third prize. In the draw on Saturday, May the 30th, the jackpot prize was split four ways. Four winners got $448,710 each. 11 people each took a $61,641 share of the second prize. And 420 third prize winners all became $3,579 the richer. You'd look good as a millionaire. Enter Lotto 649 today.
Caroline.
She brings them smoky scents.
now from Tina Turner, the single she brought out to coincide with her current tour, Break Every Rule, on Caroline 558. Every rule.
Thank you.
to 9:31 in the morning from Caroline 558. And I think we better take a look at the weather now before it gets any worse. Some sunny spells, some showers, a top temperature of 17 degrees Celsius. Wind southerly and moderate, the sea conditions slight to moderate, and the visibility is good. That does it. Now I'm in the party mood. Here's Aretha Franklin on Caroline 558.
Rock. Rock. It's time to jam, y'all. Aretha, get up against the wall.
Yeah.
Yes, there's a lot of rock on your favorite radio station, Caroline 558.
Johann Masbach.
Garnet Ted Armstrong.
Ernest O'Neill.
Roy Masters.
World Missionary Evangelism.
Sar Salom.
Harvest Gleaner Hour.
Word for Today.
Putting life into perspective on Viewpoint 963 from 6 to 9.30 tonight.
This is Caroline.